Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, October 5th, 2017. With me today, Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
Hey, man. I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here. Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Awesome. I'm glad both of you are here. And I'm kind of champing at the bit to get more information about Sonos. And Dave, you were at their event yesterday.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that happened yesterday that Sonos announced. The big thing was they announced their new Sonos One speaker, which changes their naming convention again. So instead of it being a Play speaker, it's just now Sonos One, O-N-E. But it's a speaker that looks remarkably like their existing Play One and includes a 6-microphone array in it that gives you, at least currently, Alexa control functionality. And really, Alexa functionality, too. Like, you can have it read your news briefs. You can have it, you know, set your timers and do all of that stuff. It will not currently do any of the telephony stuff. So it is missing a few things that could be added, but they decided they wanted to focus on the music side of it instead. So, Alexa-controlled speaker. Additionally, they also rolled out their promised Alexa support for all their existing speakers. So if you have an existing Alexa unit, you can use that to control your Sonos speakers to a degree. And they announced that AirPlay 2 would be supported by Sonos in 2018.
All right, So for the Alexa part, you need to have an existing Echo device and then your Sonos One and other Sonos devices can do that whole tie-in thing, right?
So with an existing Alexa device, either a Dot or an Echo or any of those things, it can control all of your Sonos speakers. With the Sonos One, the voice recognition device, which is Alexa enabled, is built into it, so you wouldn't need any other Alexa devices. And it can control all your speakers, not just the Sonos One that you have, which is true of any Alexa enabled device. And I'm very carefully saying Alexa enabled because it is not an Alexa speaker. It is a speaker with voice recognition in it that currently only supports Alexa, but next year will support Google Assistant, right? That's what we call it. Why am I flaking on the name? Anyway, you'll be able to say "Okay, Google" to your speaker if you want, and enable that on there. So this is a platform agnostic speaker that's rolling out initially with just Alexa support, if that makes sense.
Okay, now AirPlay 2. That sounds kind of intriguing because when Apple was first showing off AirPlay 2, it sounded to me like this was Apple's answer to Sonos, in a manner of speaking.
Right. In a sense, that's true, right? Because whereas AirPlay 1 allows us to stream audio from our devices to a speaker or, our Apple TV or whatever that is, any AirPlay-enabled speaker, AirPlay 2 lets us do multi-room audio from more than just our Macs, and it allows for shared playlists. So if we're all in the same house, presumably, I haven't tested this yet, but we could stream, I could start streaming and add some things to a playlist, and then you could add some stuff to it, and that would just sort of magically happen with AirPlay-enabled speakers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was interesting when they rolled that out at WWDC that Sonos's name was not there, and it felt like you, I thought, oh, okay, so they are excluded from this. I was told yesterday, and, I mean, this was a press event, so I preface what I'm about to say by the fact that it was a press event, and these people were prepared to speak to the press. But they said, we chose not to be included in that WWDC announcement. We weren't ready. Now, it's possible that's code for Apple.
No, that's not probably true, though.
But it's probably true. But I'm echoing the words I heard. It's
right.
There are a lot of nuances to those types of things. Political nuances, corporate politics. I mean, you know,
right.
All kinds of stuff goes on there. You know, they were showing off the HomePod and comparing it to the Sonos Play 3, which is the oldest speaker in Sonos's lineup. And they weren't, you know, tuning it the way a customer would tune it. So, I mean, there were some weird sort of slights at Sonos throughout that WWDC sort of keynote day. So, you know, anyway, I just leave that there. But obviously, you know, they still have quite a good working relationship. They still sell Sonos speakers at retail, I believe. And
you have a good enough relationship with them too, Dave, that when I hear something like that through you, I ascribe a high degree of likelihood of it being correct.
Yeah, well, which is why I'm being very clear about echoing what I heard and not what I believed. I know how things go with Apple. And
right.
And so I'm just laying it out there. But with AirPlay 2, the idea is that you would go into the Home app, you would have it discover all of your Sonos speakers, and then they would just simply be added to your quote unquote home. And then you can, you know, address them any way you like. So here's where it gets interesting, because when Sonos put together their Alexa integration, they had to make a choice at the very beginning. Most things that are added to Alexa are added as skills. And that's just the name that Amazon applies when you're going into the app and you say, oh, I want to, you know, control my Ecobee thermostat or
whatever it is. Plug-in.
It's like extension. A plug-in. It's yes, exactly. Right. So all of those things can be developed without any involvement from anyone at Amazon. Right. Because what you'll do, and my apologies to anybody who has this stuff, but, you know, you're going to go in because it's now going to start doing things. But you would say, Alexa, tell Ecobee to, you know, set the temperature to whatever. Right. And the folks at Sonos decided they didn't want that. And they wanted to avoid the tell Sonos thing, right? They wanted to just give their users the ability to say, Alexa, play Stevie Wonder, and boom, it's now playing Stevie Wonder, right? Instead of saying,
that sounds wonderful.
It does. But what it meant was sacrificing the services that you've added to your Sonos and instead having to go with the services that you've added to your Alexa account. And so, you know, Sonos has always had this awesome platform agnostic view, right? They are the only smart speaker that I know of that will play music from Amazon, Google, and Apple, right? Every other smart speaker is like, well, it's Amazon speaker, so we're only going to play Amazon music, not Google or Apple. And of course, Google stuff is the same way. But perhaps I'm wrong. The HomePod will be Apple, but not Amazon and Google. But who knows, right?
oh, that's so cute.
Well, you know, Amazon's going to have their Prime Video app on Apple TV real soon now. So anything is possible.
That's a fair point.
That's why I said that. So Apple's got like their app ecosystem and things, and you can run Google Play and Amazon Music on your iPhone. It works fine. So it's possible that this will be added to HomePod. Unlikely, given what we know, but possible. That said, certainly right now, the Alexa integration with Sonos is only available for those music services that you have added to your Amazon Alexa account.
Okay, which means, so that's important for current Sonos users to know.
Correct, because it means Apple Music is not directly addressable via your Echo devices, right? So you can't say Alexa play Stevie Wonder if all you have is an Apple Music account. It's not going to play Stevie Wonder for you. However, you could open, and this is where it gets weird, because Sonos, it has this whole concept of continuity of control. Once something is playing on your Sonos speakers, it doesn't matter how it got there. It's controllable everywhere that your sound is controllable. So if you know your speakers have play pause buttons on them, you can go over and hit the play pause button and it pauses the music regardless of how it started. If you launch the Sonos app, it's going to show you what's playing on that speaker regardless of how it started. And similarly, if you start playing Apple Music from within the Sonos app, you could then say, Alexa, skip to the next track, and it will do that. Even though Alexa okay. can't start playing your Apple Music, it can control it. And you can even say, Alexa, what track is this? And it will tell you. It just can't access your Apple Music library because Amazon has not built Alexa to see that. So it's a little blurry. It's not this hard, you know, hard and fast line. It's a little blurry, but it does limit the user experience quite a bit. And again, this was, as I've been told about it, this was a decision made so that they could avoid the Alexa tell Sonos to play, you know, X here.
Okay. So I have a question that I bet a lot of listeners have right now. So I'll just yep. give their voice for a moment.
Please.
Does this mean that Sonos has just created their own HomePod?
With the Sonos One.
With the Sonos One.
It essentially is a home. Yes, it's very, very. I mean, there are things that the HomePod does that Sonos devices won't do, but and vice versa. But yeah, in general, that's what this is. This is a speaker that also has the ability to listen and be addressed by your voice and all that stuff, which is great because the speaker knows what it's playing. So if for anybody that's tried this with Sonos, if you have your Echo Dot or whatever too close to your Sonos speaker and the speaker is loud enough, the Dot's not going to respond no matter how loudly you yell at it. But the Sonos One knows what sound it is sending out, and so it can filter for that and be a lot more responsive even at louder volumes. So, I mean, and I'm guessing the HomePod will be the same way. Yeah. So that's what they've done. But again, it's at the moment only Alexa controlled.
Okay.
And the limitations that come with that.
So if you want to have music from multiple services, then the Sonos One, and you're looking for this type of device, the Sonos One may be the best choice because you can do your all the services that Alexa supports, plus you have the workaround to loop Apple Music in as well. So you can really have everything controlled from the one device.
Yes, from one device, but you get the same amount of control if you just add an Echo Dot to your existing Sonos system.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
No, because I was going to take us off on a different tangent. So if you had something else to finish up here.
I was too, potentially. So what this means is that Apple Music users get limited functionality with what Sonos has rolled out today. And presumably maintain that limited functionality when we add Google Assistant, you know, later next year, right? Because it's the same issue, different platform. However, like I said, they also announced that AirPlay 2 is coming. AirPlay 2 works with HomeKit, which works with Siri. So you could say to your iPhone, not to your Sonos device, but if they're both in the same room, it almost might not matter. Right. You could say to your iPhone, you know, Siri, play Stevie Wonder in the living room. And if living room is the name that you have assigned to your Sonos speaker in that room, then it will play Stevie Wonder from Apple Music on that speaker. And then it's controllable everywhere. So you could launch the Sonos app and move things around, which they demoed. Actually, they didn't demo it with the app, but they started playing a YouTube video using AirPlay 2 and then went up to the speaker and hit the next button on the speaker. Mm-hmm. And the iPad that was playing the YouTube video jumped to the next video. So it's like, oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Right. That's cool. Yeah. So, you know, so that could very well solve this problem for everyone that wants to use Apple Music on Sonos. And that's where that gets really exciting, is that part of it. Is you essentially get a Siri. And, yeah. They wouldn't say when. They just said 2018. So, okay. You know, they've got we've got 15 months to deliver on that. So,
and I've played a little bit with AirPlay 2 on my MacBook Pro running High Sierra, and I started playing music through iTunes on my desktop, and then added in my Apple TV. So I had the music playing in multiple rooms without any latency issues.
Right.
And now, it was great.
Technically, that was possible with AirPlay 1. What the very limited scenario that you just described, you could actually have done with Sierra.
Sure. But having the interface built right into iTunes where it's just check this.
Oh, no. Now I'm playing. That was there in iTunes before.
It was?
Yeah. Yeah. Most people didn't know. But could do multi-room audio from iTunes, but only from iTunes, right? Not from your iPhone, not from your iPad, not from your Apple TV. It had to start from iTunes. And so very limited use case. Again, you know, you couldn't do it with a YouTube video from your iPhone. You couldn't do it in many other cases. But the one thing you described, you could actually do previously with other AirPlay speakers. Yeah,
I just love the iTunes interface.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right. So, Dave, I'm assuming you're going to get to play with one of these.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that to be true.
And Brian, you wanted to take us in a different direction.
Well, I did because I can't remember now, Dave, if it was in our discussions or if it was in your piece or maybe it was the first draft of your piece that you ran this morning. But you mentioned just offhandedly that you weren't sure that Apple wanted to be in the HomePod business.
Right. So, you know, I don't feel like this idea of being in the home speaker business is Apple's core competency, right? I think music is important to Apple, and I think Apple wants to make sure that their customers have a, you know, quality, easy to control music experience in the home. And since they couldn't just plug into something, you know, currently with AirPlay 2, I think that's where HomePod comes from. In talking, you know, with Apple, and of course, admittedly, they were very, very tight on details about HomePod, you know, when we spoke with them at WWDC. It doesn't seem like, you know, I started asking questions like, okay, well, what do I do about my home theater? Like, HomePod is for music only right now. It's like, okay, great. So, like, they're way behind if you're comparing them to someone like Sonos or, you know, even like Bose, right? So, I feel like if this AirPlay 2 integration with somebody like Sonos or, you know, or a Bose or any of those, where it, if they can really make it work so that it's totally seamless and smooth for the user, it wouldn't surprise me if Apple, I mean, it would marginally surprise me, but I could believe it if Apple were to partner with Sonos and add Siri support to a speaker like the Sonos One. And my guess is we will, and they didn't say anything about this, but my guess is we'll see other Sonos speakers come out with, you know, with microphone arrays in them too. Because they had put microphones in the Play 5, the new Play 5, one microphone that they said is disabled and has never been turned on. I think they were thinking about these lines and then realized, no, we need a multi-array. So they're actually going to take that out of future builds of the Play 5. But, you know, maybe we'll see a rev to it that adds an array or something. I don't know.
Okay, pardon my elbow as I shove you out of the way here. Because,
yeah, go ahead. Please do.
Because I think that you're viewing HomePod through the wrong lens.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And you're viewing it through the music listening standpoint. You're actually viewing HomePod through a Sonos lens, I think. And which is understandable because Apple emphasized music so much.
Right.
But I think how we need to view HomePod is through the lens of Phil Schiller saying, we want to be at the center of where you live your life. We want to be where you live your life.
Yep.
And from that standpoint, despite the emphasis on music with HomePod, you've got the HomeKit integration in HomePod as well. And the all the magic that they're doing with listening, being able to listen to you for Siri, even in the midst of music, And I think that that HomePod is probably extremely important to Apple, because that is where we live our lives, in our homes. Right. We live our lives in our homes, and we watch TV and we listen to music and we want to control our homes. And I think that HomePod is going to be central to all of that. Now, I know that Apple has had this music centric focus on this device, but because it does have these other features too, I think those are actually the more important ones. Apple introduced it with the music focus, but I think that these other issues are the longer play with HomePod. Maybe. And that's why I think it's important to the company.
Yeah, so here's my counter to that. Even in your short list, you listed, we're in the living room, we watch TV. HomePod can't be your sound source for that.
Yeah.
I don't see HomePod as ever being the sound source for that, because you need that sound source to be located essentially at the center of your television. It's very disconcerting to hear sound come from, you know, across the room when you're looking, you know, from one corner of the room when you're looking at a TV in the other. And the form factor of HomePod is such that, like, most of us couldn't, like, put one of those right in front of our TV. You need, like, a sound bar or something like that. I mean, you know, one of the more traditional kind of form factors that fits.
Yeah,
well, around the TV.
Absolutely. And there could be additional products that are coming out that are in the HomePod totally. Line.
But that's what I'm thinking is, like, is Apple really going to head down this path of launching an entire product line that they now have to maintain? Like speakers are not Apple's core competency.
I'm with you there.
All the rest of the stuff you're talking about is Apple's core competency, or at least things they want to be, right? They're behind on the voice recognition game for sure. But they're, you know, they want to be there. So, okay, great. But speakers, and now you're talking about, well, it can't just be HomePod, because it has to be all of these things, so that you've got a speaker that works in the living room as well as one in the kitchen, as well as one in the TV room, as well as one in the bedroom, right? And HomePod is not that. But they
own a speaker company.
They own a headphone company. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know it makes speakers, but... You know,
Beats is a headphone company that also makes speakers.
Yeah. And there's, like, the whole wireless thing to get it all synced up right. And I mean, and I know they're doing some of that with AirPlay too. I'm curious to see how well that actually works with that kind of hardware. So I don't know, man. I
hear you, and I get your doubt. I invest a lot in those comments, because I think that Tim Cook said the same thing. I think Tim Cook and Phil Schiller both talked about how, looking at Apple in the future, they want to be at the center of where we live our lives.
Right. I get that.
And that's why I emphasize, that's why, I don't know. Anyway, that's my angle.
I think they'd be better served to just acquire Sonos.
Do you think Sonos would be interested in being acquired?
Well, they're a privately held company.
I'm assuming if you put enough zeros on the check, they'd be very interested.
I think so. I mean, their corporate culture, it's not exactly the same, but it's the most Apple-like company I've ever experienced.
Yeah, but they like doing things their way.
Yeah, and they like being platform agnostic. Definitely. Yeah. Right. It might be that they say no thank you, right? And possibly, maybe that conversation happened enough time, right? Because we've heard about this, and Sonos went through a massive, you know, restructuring and significant layoffs. Last year, not this year, but last winter, they went. I mean, it was you know, they gutted a lot of things. So, it you know, if that conversation were going to happen, that's when, you know, Apple cash flush Apple would show up and say, hey. So, you know, we know things aren't great. We see you're going through a little trouble. What does this piece of paper look like to you, right? I mean, you know, if Apple was going to have that conversation, it has happened. And so possibly HomePod is the result of Sonos saying, yeah, no, we kind of like.
Right. Like, that's possible. You know,
yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's it. And who knows where this goes. But I feel like HomePod, the speaker side of it, is like the router business for Apple. They were forced into it when the iBook came out because
they've done so much with the microphone side of HomePod, man. So much. I mean, that's like magic to what they're doing.
Oh, it's not magic. It's the same. It's on par, if they're lucky, with what Amazon has done. I mean, this isn't innovation. It's just like,
being able to hear you across the room in the midst of playing a bunch of loud music and understand that you're talking to it and figuring out what you're saying.
You don't have an Echo device then.
I've heard people complain about just that.
Oh, so it works if you great. Put your Echo right next to the speakers.
No. If your Echo is the speaker.
Oh, yeah. If your Echo is the speaker.
It works great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't innovation. It's a Me Too thing. It's like when they started announcing, it's like, okay, great. You know, there's a lot of Me Too stuff in the HomePod. And there's nothing wrong with that. Apple has Me Too'd their way to being, you know, the most valuable company in the world. So that's not a dig. But it doesn't support the argument that they invested a lot into this. It's like, okay, we need to put this in here. We need to put this. I'm not saying they didn't invest a lot, but it wasn't like. They could pull that together pretty quickly, I think. I don't know. We'll see.
So we have new Echo product line just announced, shipping in a few weeks. We have Sonos One announced and shipping when? Soon?
October 24th.
October 24th. So in the next few weeks. And we have HomePod coming in December. I think this space is getting very interesting.
It's going to be really interesting to watch.
Yeah. And my guess is we'll be talking about this more before too long, but we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Dave, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And Brian, thank you for being here as well.
Yep.
And listeners, thank you for joining us. We will see everyone again tomorrow.